What's it mean to you to go through the division undefeated? That's your next accomplishment here with a chance to do that?
Well, I mean, we talk about that every year, and that's our first goal. When the season starts and Bill meets with us in the summer and the off season is winning our division and trying to win all our games in our division, because it is difficult. Teams know you fairly well. We've had games that are tight games in the division every year. You know, when we've won the Super Bowl and when we've gone deep into the playoffs, we've had tight games in our division.
Is it difficult to prepare for a team like Miami? We've had a lot of injuries because we have different personnel shuffling in and out.
Well, I think for me, defensively, the line looks the same. The tight ends are the same. Certainly Ronnie Brown's not there, but they have good backs, good change of pace backs. They've got three different guys that bring something different to the table. So I know that they've had injuries, but the injuries they have really haven't affected me and my preparation and who I'm looking at. I'm still looking at the tackles that are same, still carry, and Clement, and it's right on down the line.
Glad you don't have to go against Wes Welker now?
Well, certainly glad that he's on our team, and I think that's part of the reason Sammy and Wes, and when you play well against us and have success against us, certainly it gets guys like Bill and Scott's attention, and if you can't beat them, try to get them to join you.
What were your emotions upon finding out these?
Well, I mean, I was excited, obviously. I mean, just happy for everybody else on our football team that got voted in and got selected. And it's a culmination of playing well and having a good record as a team. I mean, we play a lot of games on national TV, so you play well in those games, and fans see them and they vote accordingly.
Kind of two other defensive starters along with you. Is that gratifying?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was just happy for all the guys that made it, and certainly Vince, week in and week out, what he does and is able to do, and take the kind of blocking, two and three guys at a time, goes out and does his job. And then, Asante, obviously his coverage skills and his playmaking ability. It's great. I mean, I think we have guys that, certainly, I like to think that, Ty Warren and I do a pretty good job over there on the left side. And so, a lot of credit for my play is attributed to Ty. And, I think he would say the same thing about me.
Gratifying the improvements you guys have made in the red zone over the last year.
Well, I mean, it's been there. I don't know where we're at. We're probably still
second.
Yeah, we're not in the bottom. Well, the bottom third.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. But I think if we could string them together, and at least it seems like it goes one way or the other. It's either 0-4 in stops, or 4-0 down there for us. So there's really, we're either. Castle or outhouse. We're either really good or we're either really bad.
Is there anything either you're hoping to accomplish this week and next, or what you're hoping to?
Well, I mean, I think the same thing that we try to accomplish every week, Karen, is go out and work hard in our preparation. Try to be as healthy as you can going into the game and play hard and try to win a football game. I mean, that's what we've done at least since I've ever been here, and when you play football. I mean, you go out there, you line up and you play. I mean,
it is basic.
I mean, I don't think that, we could say that, you can improve on a whole lot, but there's certainly things that you want to work at and, try not to go backwards on. I think you want to just start trying to play your best football at this time of year.
Mike, I don't know if you already said about being selected to the Pro Bowl, but I mean, that's an accomplishment as voted by, coaches and other players in the league. What does it mean to you?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly it's an honor, one that, I haven't had, the opportunity to have before. So, being in my 11th year, being close, being on great teams, winning Super Bowls, obviously, are first and foremost, but this will be something that I can look back on and say that after 11 years that I was voted in.
Matt Light talked about he's going to do a little surfing out there. You going to join him?
No, I think right now I don't even know what I'm. I don't. I haven't really put much thought into it. I just, I'm. I'm happy to be voted in by the players and the coaches and the fans. So, we just haven't given it much thought really.